One of the most unique sets of exercise that we have within the entire course, and you'll probably hear me say that quite often, is the organ balancing exercises. Obviously, if they weren't that significant, we wouldn't have produced an entire poster for the internal organs. And what these exercises are designed to do is to keep your organs in good working condition. As we've always said, and you could probably even read on our website, is that there's a lot of people that are physically, that are in physical shape on the outside, but maybe on the inside, they're not so healthy. You find that a lot. You'll find out that people are in excellent condition physically, and then they drop dead of some type of illness. And the reason being is because maybe their internal body's not that strong. What we're going to teach you, and what we have been teaching you through the breathing exercises and all the exercises that we're teaching you, is how to create a balance of creating your internal body structure, not only your external body structure. In order to do these exercises, you're going to want to look at the poster. You're going to want to look at the booklet to see the placement of the hands. You'll see a lot of people talk about organ exercises and different things like that, but they don't do them quite exactly the way we do them. They use more of a visualization where they just have you try to imagine the chi going into the particular organs. Well, when we're doing the chi, you'll notice that everything that we're doing is designed to give you the physical feel, to give you the physical representation of what we're talking about. And the reason we're doing that is so that you're going to be able to feel it and experience it at a much greater level than if I just said to you, imagine chi going up your leg and going into your bladder or into your thymus gland, which most people wouldn't even know where the thymus gland is. And so therefore, how can they really visualize it that powerfully? Well, you've got a poster that you can look at. You can see where the organs are. Incidentally, you can sit like the guy sitting in the poster, but if you want to sit in a chair, whatever's more comfortable, you can do that. We're not sticklers on some of the postures. Obviously, if you're used to sitting cross-legged on the floor, that's probably the best posture to use. But if it's not comfortable for you, we want you to be comfortable doing these exercises because the main purpose is to give your organs a workout, not to give yourself constriction because you're not comfortable in a particular position. What you're going to do is you're going to concentrate as you go through this. You're going to tighten your hand slightly in the position, and you're going to visualize the organ while you're breathing in an even inhale and exhale type of qi gong rhythm. You can make the breath stronger, but you don't want it to be anything that's hard or rigorous for the organs because it is a very powerful type of exercise. You are actually sending qi into the organs. As you start to do this, what you're going to notice is you're going to notice that as you do the exhale, you're going to feel the qi coming from your hand and going into the organ a lot more in the beginning than you feel on the inhale is actually having the qi come out from the organ into your hand. You're kind of going to and from. And what you're going to do is not only are you going to be breathing qi into the organ, but you also want to imagine the energy flowing from your hand into the organ. And what kind of imagination do you want to have in terms of that energy is a nice, clear, relaxed energy. Again, everything that we're doing, we want to do it in a relaxed manner that's sending good quality energy into the body. No matter whatever exercise you're doing, again, you have to maintain a state that's going to make it something that's a benefit to your body. If you're in an agitated state, you're in a bad mood, if you've got very coarse music on, it's not really going to help your qi development. It's actually going to hurt it. So you want to be in the best frame of mind anytime you're doing any type of organ balancing or qi energy packing or anytime you're taking qi and packing it into your body, which this really is considered a packing process because you are packing qi into the body. And so what you're going to do is just follow it along right in the as it is in the book and go through it just like that. I mean, you're going to notice a difference. You're going to notice a difference in your organs. You may even feel some tingling as you're doing the exercises. As you get better and better and as your qi gets stronger, you're going to notice and feel it that much more differently. You'll notice as we go to the advanced qi video, we do organ balancing a little bit differently. But again, everything is designed to take you at this pace one step at a time. This is, again, one of the most important exercises, not something you want to neglect. you'll find that as you're going through the exercises, that each exercise is going to take a certain percentage of time. As you get better and better at it, you're going to able to just go through the exercises without listening to the tape, and you'll know all the organ balancing positions. You'll be able to get it done a little quicker because you'll know it and you can go at your pace. Of course, by all means, you want to try to make your own tape so that you can follow by your own voice.